This is the Composer's Datebook for September 9th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1971, the concert hall at the newly opened Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. was inaugurated with a gala performance by the National Symphony Orchestra, led by their music director at the time, Antal Durante. The National Symphony, or NSO, was founded in 1931, and until the opening of the Kennedy Center had used Constitution Hall as its home base. Not surprisingly, considering its location in our nation's capital city, the NSO has had a long tradition of performing, commissioning, and premiering works by American composers. Through the John and June Hechinger Commissioning Fund, the NSO has commissioned more than 50 works, including cycles of fanfares. One of these, entitled Fanfare for the Kennedy Center, was written by the American composer Ron Nelson in honor of the center's 25th anniversary in 1996. Leonard Slatkin, who began as the NSO's music director that year, has this to say about the composer. Nelson is the quintessential American composer. He has the ability to move between conservative and newer styles with ease. The fact that he's a little hard to categorize is what makes him interesting. For his part, Ron Nelson offered these words about his fanfare for the Kennedy Center. He said, "It's a musical epiphany that moves from darkness to light, from idea, French horns, to fruition, full brass." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.